the iHeartRadio app or wherever you go to get your podcast.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
He has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. He's Bloom Daddy, and here he comes in Hour 3 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up.
Bloom Daddy baseballist Rich Donnelly, who coached in the majors for over 30-plus years, joining me now live. Top headlines out there talking about the death of Ray Miller, 76 years of age yesterday. Rich, you and Ray, I think 10, 11 years together with the Pirates or somewhere close to that. This guy was regarded at one time as the best pitching coach in baseball. Got to go down in history as one of the top ever, right?
Absolutely. You know, he had 7 20-game winners. He had 3 Cy Young winners. And he tutored a lot of pitchers who were on the edge of not even having a career, and brought them back, like Tim Wakefield and John Smiley up here in Pittsburgh, and he was unbelievable.
You know, you guys had a lot in common in the fact that you never kind of lost touch of what's important to you. I mean, you've coached all over the major leagues. You've never left your hometown of Steubenville, Ohio. He loved New Athens, not his hometown. I mean, he was from Maryland, Tacoma Park, Maryland, but fell in love with Judy, New Athens girl, and lived in New Athens. I mean, you know, both you guys making gazillions, I'm kidding, but making good money, but choosing the, you know, the hometown roots. Just talk about Ray's love for New Athens, and just kind of, I mean, nobody would have known, Rich, that this guy was a Major League Baseball manager, twice for the Orioles, once for the Twins, and regarded as one of the best pitching coaches of all time. If you didn't know anything about him and you just met him at the Fairpoint Polish Club, or you met him around town riding his Harley, you'd never know.
You know, I tell people that all the time, David. He used to come home, and when he came home, he went into his New Athens mode. Flannel shirt, boots,
yep,
walking around, and you would have thought this guy was, had a farm and had cattle and everything. And if you would have said, do you know that's one of the best pitching coaches of all time in the major leagues? The guy would have said, are you nuts? He said, he's on our bowling team and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But, he never even told people out there what he did for a living.
Yeah, you take a look at his resume, too. I mean, go back to the Orioles of the late 70s, early 80s, Rich. You're talking Steve Stone, Mike Flanagan, Jim Palmer, Scott McGregor, Mike Boddicker. I mean, a number of Cy Young Award winners, all under Ray's tutelage.
You know, great, great pitchers over there in Baltimore. And we were so lucky to get him. Sid Thrift hired him over here when Jimmy took over the Pirates. And, he helped so many guys. Bob Walk was a Triple-A pitcher, probably on his downside. And he brought him back to where he was one of the best pitchers the Pirates ever had, a great playoff pitcher. And I felt, I tell people, you know, nowadays these pitchers have cards in their back pocket on how to pitch guys. Ray Miller was way ahead of everybody 20-some years ago. He had every guy, he'd bring him in like a class on classroom. Every one of our pitchers knew how to pitch every guy that they were going to face. He was phenomenal in his preparation.
Work fast, change speeds, throw strikes. Pretty simple.
That's it. You know, I'll tell this one story. He'd come out, you know, Ray was a funny guy, and he'd come out to the mound and talk to, like, Bob Walk. Walker, you know, was having a tough inning. And he walked out there, and he'd go, you know, Walkie, number one, you ain't throwing enough strikes. He said, number two, you're pissing Jimmy off. And he'd leave and walk back to the dugout. That was it. But that was the magic of Ray, how he could talk to you. He never yelled at the guys, but he also always said something to maybe relax them and help them perform.
You know what, too, and again, I'm talking to Bloom Daddy baseball analyst Rich Donnelly right now, 30-plus years coaching in the major leagues. He gave me one of my best moments up at Jacobs Field when he was the manager of the Orioles and Cal Ripken was with him, and I went up to do a feature on Ray, and Cal was sitting by himself in the dugout, and I said, hey, Ray, you think you could get Cal to do an interview with me? And he said, he's not doing interviews today, but just walk over there with me. So we went walking over, and he said, hey, Cal, this is my buddy from back home. You think you could do an interview? And Cal said, well, Coach, I'm not doing interviews today. And we both said, okay, we understand. I went walking back. Well, then all of a sudden I hear somebody kind of, you know, saying, hey, hey, and I turn around, and it's Cal Ripken Jr., and he motions me over, and he takes me down through the dugout at Cleveland's, the visitors, you went down, which you know this, you go down like a corridor, and then you go up steps, and you're in the locker room. Well, he took me down in that little corridor where nobody could see, did like a 20-minute interview with me, and he just did that because of his respect for Ray. He was doing Ray a favor. I mean, he turned down ESPN. I saw him. Turned down Harold Reynolds from ESPN, number of other national guys. I'm a nobody, and he took time to do it because Ray asked him to.
Well, that's the kind of guy that Ray was. Like I said, you can't be any more down to earth than he was. And, like you say, he loved his hometown there. And I think he actually enjoyed, like, acting like he was nobody. And we all looked at him, and we had so much fun with him. I mean, we lost our other good coach, Tommy Sant, about a month ago. And Tommy, I wish you could have been there, Bloomer. You would have loved it. He used to run around and punch Ray. Ray was a huge man.
Yeah.
He had monster hands. And Tommy would run up behind him and punch him in the back, then run like hell. Tommy said, if he ever got his hands around my neck, he'd kill me.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you this other story. Ray and I used to drive back every night. You know, I used to drive back to Steubenville, and he'd drive back to New Athens. And one night, I says, Ray, he says, come here, I got something. I said, what do you got? He goes, I got a new Fuzzbuster. I go, oh, man, we can go fast on 22 coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but how about if I lose you? He said, about every mile, look up ahead. I'll be firing cigarettes out the window. That'll be me.
throwing heaters out the window. Huh?
Oh, yeah, those lucky strikes, unfiltered lucky strikes.
Well, and you know, somebody asked me, they were like, you know, what happened to him? And I said, well, you know, you go 50 years smoking unfiltered cigarettes and drinking, it's bound to catch up to you at some point, Rich. You know,
this man could drink Iron City. He could drink you under the table, and he'd stand up and look at you like, "What's wrong with you? I'm fine." I mean, he was unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he pounded those lucky strikes and drank that beer. But he was, everybody who met Ray, they were better off in their life. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Before I let you go, you know, you're talking about Tommy and Ray and Jim Leland. You know, what made that staff click? What made that staff so good that you were a part of with the Pirates from 86 through like 90, 97 or so?
Yeah, that was a point I mentioned to a guy I was talking to the other day. We stayed together for 9 years, which is unheard of nowadays. But I think Jim always said that we were the most loyal coaches you could ever find. And in today's world, all these young coaches, they called me all the time for advice. And I said, hey, be loyal to your manager. Be loyal to your team. Don't try to take your guy's job. Nobody on that staff wanted to take Jim Leland's job. We all tried to make the Pirates a better organization. We came a little short of our ultimate goal of getting to the World Series. Mm-hmm. But, boy, did we have fun trying.
All right. Bloom Daddy Baseball, it's Rich Donnelly. Rich, always appreciate your time, man.
All right, Bloomer, thank you.
All right, some of your other top stories out there. The CDC releasing projections from 6 research groups who predicted the course of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. under different scenarios. What they found, that even in scenarios that had vaccination rates that were disappointing, COVID-19 cases, COVID-19 hospitalizations, COVID-19 deaths, all projected to fall dramatically by the end of July and then continue to drop after that. So you get news of that, which is very, very good news. And then you've got this. Masks will still be required at baseball games in New York City, but Yankees and Mets fans will soon be able to attend games without social distancing, provided they're vaccinated. Governor Cuomo, who I cannot believe this guy is still governor of New York with all the scandals surrounding him, it's amazing, says beginning May 19th, there's going to be different sections at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field with vaccinated fans seated under normal circumstances.
For people who are vaccinated, sit next to each other in a section, sit next to your friends, sit next to your family, just normal capacity, normal seating.
Stupid, 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 stupid. So treat the unvaccinated like they're lepers, second class citizens, number one. But number two, if you are vaccinated, what are you worried about? most people who are not vaccinated, I would assume, have already had COVID. According to the CDC, it is extremely rare, and I emphasized extremely there because you could go look it up. It is extremely rare to get COVID twice. So what's everybody worried about? Because I'm thinking most people had it. And if you're vaccinated, it shouldn't matter anyway. So what is the reasoning behind separate seating sections? Other than more control, more fear, more doing something for the sake of just doing it. Speaking of doing it, Kamala Harris, you better be sitting down for this one. She's actually going to travel to Mexico and Guatemala. It's going to be early next month on her first foreign trip since taking office. Now, why do you think it's taken so long for the border czar to visit the border? It's because I guarantee you the administration is hoping by then they have a lot of stuff cleaned up because it's been an absolute mess since Biden's taken over down on the border. He himself called it a crisis. The reason why Kamala Harris has not gone already is because the mainstream media will follow her and then they will actually be forced to cover how bad the Biden administration has bungled the border. Will you walk into office? And you sit there and you rescind all the things that were working, put in place by Trump, and you've got no plan whatsoever to deal with the repercussions of your actions, you've got chaos. And that's what they've got. And I guarantee you now they're thinking, well, maybe we might have it somewhat under control by early next month, so we'll send her down there. In the meantime, keep her away because we don't want everybody to see just how bad it truly is. 800-624-1170. Former Congressman Bob Barr going to be joining me next, talking about Donald Trump promising supporters that they will be very happy when he makes his 2024 announcement. We're talking about it next.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Due to the chip shortage in Silicon Valley, the United States is experiencing a severe shortage of used cars, trucks, and SUVs as a result. We need your trade. Throw away the book. From now until whenever demand is met, receive retail or over-retail for your trade. High lease payoffs? Who cares? Owe too much on your trade? Who cares? High mileage on your car? Who cares? Trade not in the best of shape? Who cares? Now is the chance to get above and beyond what your trade may have been worth. Use your trade to develop equity, lowering your amount financed, and giving you the best payment available. Always shop in comfort in the Valley's only total indoor showroom, where it's 70 degrees all the time. We need your trade. The time to trade is now, and the place to do it is A&B Kia. A&B. Located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Miranda Lambert headlines Blame My Roots Fest in just 4 months. Get your tickets now at blamefest.com.
This is the McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Your identity is precious. Never give out your social security number to a caller.
Hey, Ohio Valley, this is Bloom Daddy. Believe it or not, I can mix it up arguing and take you down a peg or two, except when I'm talking about Harvey Goodman Realtor. Every time I've needed help, buying or selling, they've been there for me. When I was buying, they helped me get a great low price. I mean, I stole that house. Then when I was selling, I got way more than I should have. I'm telling you, it both pays and saves to have Harvey working for you. Why chance it? Get the best in the Ohio Valley and call Harvey Goodman Realtor. Tell Siri or Google to call Harvey Goodman Realtor. Siri knows the number.
Three white promo hanging baskets for $20 this week at Marshall County Co-op's annual Mother's Day Garden Center event. See you there.
It's time we put a stop to a few things. Right now, the D.C. establishment has all the power. The For the People Act will stop that. Billionaires buying West Virginia's elections? The For the People Act will stop that. Politicians and their families getting rich while we pay for it? Yep. The For the People Act will stop that too. Senator Manchin, you've always had West Virginia's back. Don't stop now. Stop corruption in its tracks and support the For the People Act. Paid for by Represent Us. It's time we put a stop to a few things. Americans voting on machines that aren't made in America? The For the People Act will stop that. States using hackable voting machines with no paper trail? The For the People Act will stop that. Elections with no way to do careful audits or recounts by hand? Yep, the For the People Act will stop that too. Senator Manchin, you've always had West Virginia's back. Don't stop now. Stop election interference and support the For the People Act. Paid for by Representus.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. You know, I never thought I would say this, but I miss the days of my boys breaking windows around the house with baseballs and other thrown objects. I mean, time is just flying by. And as I was thinking about this the other day, it reminded me how many times I had to call King's Auto Glass to fix those windows those little boogers broke. But you know what? Every time I made that call, Duke and his glass technicians always got the job done quickly and efficiently. That's why I have no problem telling you, if you have any glass issues, don't hesitate to call King's Auto Glass, locally owned and operated since 1926.
Exciting news! Now it's Straub, and only at Straub. Every new Honda, every new Hyundai, every new Nissan, and every certified used car is covered forever with the EverDrive warranty. That's right, we said forever. Exclusively at Straub. Powertrain coverage for as long as you own the car. Straub stands behind every customer, and Straub stands behind every car, truck, and SUV we sell. And now we're giving you even more peace of mind for the best prices and best selection, now backed by the best lifetime warranty in the business. Now more than ever, drive smart, drive Straub.
All with approved credit, see dealer for details.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Who's really running Joe Biden's White House? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Now, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asks the tough questions. Watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, tell your cable operator you want Newsmax. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching right away. Millions are watching Newsmax. So should you.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
That thing, miss, can I shake? That thing, miss, and I better shake. That thing, yeah, donna, Jordy and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty nonstop.
823 Bloom Daddy Radio Network, 800-624-1170. So what is Donald Trump going to do when it comes to 2024? Former Congressman Bob Barr joining me now. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you all.
Well, thanks for being on the show. So look into your crystal ball. What kind of announcement do you think Trump will make? Do you think he'll run for president again?
I think he will run for president if, and this is a big if he gets out there, as I suspect he will, between now and November 2022 and works his tail off to make sure that Republicans recapture the House and the Senate, but particularly the House. I think that if he does that, he will be well positioned to be the clear front runner for 2024.
Okay, is that good for the Republican Party? And serious question here, because there are people out there who say, look, under Trump, we lost the Senate, we lost the White House. Why would we ever want to go down that road again?
It's good for Trump if, and this is another big if he works with the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, but particularly the House, to develop and get out there with a clear, consistent, substantive, positive message. If we do that, and it's not hard to do, we have the facts on our side with regard to the economy, regulation, taxation, national defense. If we do that and Trump works with the Republican leadership mm-hmm. in getting that message out there, then it will be good for the Republican Party.
Okay. I talked to another congressman earlier, and I kind of asked him the same thing. And he said he thinks a lot of Americans have buyer's remorse right now with Biden. I've also talked to other individuals who voted for Trump the first time who did not the second time because they said they just couldn't stand the mouth anymore. They couldn't stand the fact that he's just such a lightning rod. How does he win these people over if he announces again? Because, I mean, Bob, you and I know he's not going to change. It's going to be the same guy. And you're saying if he can do this and if he can do that, we both know Trump's going to do what Trump wants to do. So how does this work?
Trump will not change personally. And, I wish he would. But by the same token, I also recognize that he wins votes and he maintains his base by being who he is and speaking out the way he does. He, though, has to come together with Republicans and Republican leadership to say, okay, we know that you're not going to change in how you deliver that message, Mr. President, but this is the message that we have to stick together on. And it's basically Trump's substantive message, what he did during his presidency, that is, reduce regulation, lower taxes, and strengthen our national defense. If we stick to that and we say that consistently and not just be out there anti-Biden, I think it will work.
Talking to former Congressman Bob Barr right now. Bob, if he decides not to run again, I think there's some very, very good Republican candidates out there, and I was kind of wanted to pick your brain as to who you kind of like. I mean, you got Tim Scott, you've got Kristi Noem, you've got Ron DeSantis. I mean, those are just three. You've got, and I can see her face right now, and her name is eluding me, and maybe Otis, who am I thinking of? She was Otis.
I have no idea.
Just looking at me like I'm. Anyway, there's three or four to five candidates on the Republican side who seem to be very good candidates. So if Trump doesn't run, who do you like?
I like Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. But we have a very, very strong farm team out there. I am very impressed with DeSantis, David Nunes, Kristi Noem. We have a tremendous farm team out there. But what they have to do is the same thing Trump needs to do between now and November of next year, and that is do everything they can to push the Republican ticket and the agenda to recapture the Congress.
You know, I'm trying to think of who else that I was trying to come up with that I'm looking here real quick. Well, you got Ted Cruz, you got Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, and it doesn't have the lady I'm thinking of. But anyway,
you got Nikki Haley.
Yeah, Nikki, there you go. Thank you very much, Bob. That's who I was trying to think of. So, I mean, in all the years that you've been around politics, have you seen such a deep field on the Republican side of very, very viable candidates?
I never have, and my experience with the Republicans goes back to Nixon's day. Mm-hmm. No, we have a tremendously strong team out there, and they have to realize, that is members of our farm team, that they're not going to be able to jump into this for 2024 until we get through the 2022 election. But if Trump runs, one of these people could very well be his running mate. If he does not run, then I think we have a very strong cadre of folks to choose from.
Hey, Bob, real quick, as a former congressman, you know D.C. in and out. What's the problem with D.C.? And I'm not even talking about a partisan issue here. I'm saying, what's the one thing that turns good people into bad people when it comes to D.C. politics?
It's the nature of our democratic system, unfortunately, and that is Washington gets the money, Washington then doles it out. So people elect folks to Washington, usually as a representative or a senator, and they then turn to them to get money back, and that corrupts the system. You can't get away from it. All we can try and do is minimize it by shrinking the size of government and the perks that it then doles out.
All right, Bob. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
All right. Still coming up, What's the Buzz? Then your Thursday tirade. Three topics. Topic number one, a no-no. Topic number two, road rash. And topic number three, why? I mean, just why? 8:29 on your Thursday. Hope you're enjoying the show. Bloom Daddy back after this.
Sometimes you fall down.